from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean countries make strong pitches for fair trade at a UN conference on small states. Debt relief will be top of the agenda of the IMF and World Bank at the start of their Washington meetings, and why the Caribbean is attracting dirty money. I'm Jessica Robertson, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean countries have been making strong pitches in New York at a United Nations conference of small island states. Top of their list of concerns is how unrestricted free trade could wreck the economies of the Caribbean countries, which are dependent on bananas. The United States opposes on principle the Caribbean trade preferences in the European market. The World Trade Organization has upheld their challenge, ordering the EU to change the import arrangement that guarantees windward farmers higher prices. At the General Assembly last week, Caribbean countries made their case passionately and at length. Today, St. Lucia's foreign minister set out in stark terms what a change could cost his country.
The recent WTO ruling against preferential treatment for bananas on the EU market has resulted in a 50% decline in our exports between 1992 and 1997. The number of active banana growers engaged in the